Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, Mr. Number 1429, Medical Missionary Work at Korenbong, Audio, Sunnyside, Korenbong, NSW, Thursday, September 2nd, 1897. I awakened at 3:30. I arose from my bed, dressed, and asked the Lord to help and strengthen me and to give me wisdom and His grace to help me in every time of need. Now is my time of need. I must hear the Word of God. I commence writing to finish some things sent yesterday morning. Sent letters to Brother and Sister Miller, a letter to Brother Davis, a letter to Brethren Deniels, Calcord, Salisbury, and Falkhead. Sarah and I rode to the post office. We went to see the child that was brought to our house yesterday that was sick. Sarah prescribed for her, and the mother followed the prescription. We learned today that the child was relieved. Another woman came running out, a young woman with a babe 4 weeks old. She needed some counsel because the child could not retain the food from the mother's breast. A few questions were asked. Do you not put your child to the breast whenever it cries? She said she did. And you work hard and get tired and then nurse your little one? Yes, she did. Then a little counsel was given to observe regular periods to nurse her child, not oftener than 2 or 3 hours. The child was stuffed full and it was a mercy that it could throw up that which the stomach could not retain. There is so great ignorance among mothers as to how to care for their children properly. The mother promised to heed the suggestions. The father of the first child that had appealed for help asked me if we did not receive pay for our trouble. We told him no, we did not do the work for pay, only to relieve suffering humanity as Christ did when he was in our world. They seemed very thankful. As soon as this case was off our hands and we were nearly home, we learned a messenger had come for Sarah, to see if she could come to see a suffering boy who had stepped in a hole where there was a broken bottle and had cut his foot fearfully. She went in the house for flannel fomentation cloths, Vaseline, and several necessary articles with which to work, turned her horse, and was away again. She found a very aggravated case. It had been hurt 2 weeks, was fearfully cut, and proud flesh was revealed. Sunnyside, Korenbong, NSW, Wednesday, September 15th. 1897. I am in an exhausted state. I have used my powers too much in writing. I am unable to use my brain now. I must rest my mind. The Lord is gracious unto me, and I am very thankful to our Heavenly Father that I am usually blessed with strength and health to write largely. The Lord is very merciful to me. My strength comes from Him. Sarah and I rode to Martinsville for oranges. We were unable to get the fruit where we usually obtain it. The poor afflicted man has injured himself in falling and is quite sick and helpless. There was no one to pick the oranges for us. We rode to Mr. Calder's and could get only 5 dozen. Then we came back to Martinsville and obtained all we wanted at another place. We took with us the children, May's babies, and we enjoyed the ride. I received a letter from Brother Deniels, an excellent letter. He had visited Brother Davis.